Well, eating for two, nothing can pack on the pounds like pregnancy. But check this out, it really doesn't have to be that way. In fact, just take a look.
Baby fat. It's cute on babies, but not on you if you've just had one. Arlene Pelicane is a mom and is pregnant with her second child. She understands how hard it is to fit in a workout program. Well, in her ebook, Bye Bye Baby Fat, Arlene shows new moms and moms-to-be how to beat the baby blues and get moving.
Please welcome to the 700 Club, Arlene Pelicane. Girl, it's good to see
you.
Okay, so first of all, congratulations
Thank
on your
you.
Baby.
Thank you.
This is your third.
Our third child, 26 weeks along.
And you're one of those skinny people. God
no,
bless you.
It's not true. It's not true. Usually with every pregnancy, I gain about 40 pounds, and I've had two babies, then this one, and two miscarriages within 6 years in my 30s.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
It's harder to lose your weight in your 30s than it is your 20s.
So what are the things that you've done to make sure that you've kept the weight off and before, during, and after the pregnancy?
A lot of it is having a game plan. Mm-hmm. So not just leaving things to chance. Because if we say, well, let's just see what happens, you know, it doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
So I try to spin every 2 days, every week, mm-hmm. while you're pregnant and also after the pregnancy. And then after the pregnancy, there's a couple things that moms can do. One is to have a goal that's really doable in mind. Mm-hmm. So nothing like, okay, I'm going to lose all this weight in a month. You know, nothing like that, but 9 months on, 9 months off, something that is very specific. And to change your language, not I'm going to try to lose this baby weight, but I will lose this baby weight. I can lose this baby weight, you know, by January 6th. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a size 10 again. You know, whatever that goal is, make it as specific as possible.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, as we do the interview, let's do this. Let's just jump on the bike. Let's start showing folks what you do and then continue our conversation.
Okay,
how's that?
Great.
All right.
So again, one of the things that we did was the spin bike. And this is really great because you can do this in the gym. You can do this. You can join a class.
Well, you know what I love about this, too? This is exactly what I did to get my baby fat off. I gained a lot of weight. In fact, I was going to say how much I gained during pregnancy, but I'm not that crazy. Girl, let me just say I gained a couple extra people.
Yes.
And spinning, this right here, riding a bike, helped me lose all my weight.
Yes.
Okay, but here's the question. Yeah. I would think that this really gets your heart rate up and that it's not so good for the baby if you are pregnant.
Yes. That's the beauty of the spin bike is that you can adjust the intensity however you want to. Mm-hmm. So for instance, for me, when I'm spinning, it's great. The class is all, you know, go, 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 except for Arlene. I can adjust the intensity, you know.
Yeah.
So normally you would really want to be huffing and puffing and sweating, but when you're pregnant, you want to keep your heart rate at 140 beats a minute or less. So you can simply wear a heart monitor so that you can be checking that. And then you don't want to overheat.
Exactly.
So if you feel like you're getting too hot, you just slow down and that's fine.
Exactly.
But it's a way to keep moving. And then this way, you're not going to fall off of it.
Sure.
So you're on a stationary bike. It's a safe exercise to do. And the thing is, you're in the habit of exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Because if while you're pregnant, if you can get into the habit of exercising weekly, but you know, twice a week, that's going to help you. Because when you have a new baby, you're not going to start a new habit per se.
Well, you know what's so phenomenal about this is because with spinning, okay, let's say after the baby you want to get all your weight off. You can burn up to 600 calories in 1 hour. And it's not just doing this. I mean, you could do everything from jumps. You could do, you know, everything, push-ups. And you could really burn the calories. But just like you, you're pregnant. To keep your heart rate down, what's wonderful is that you can adjust it to yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, let's
hit the spin bike.
We love the spin bike. I know.
Big advocates.
What's next?
Another thing you can do is, you know, you might be thinking, how am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
You don't have to use equipment to exercise.
Okay.
A lot of us have that excuse. I don't have a gym membership. I don't have much money. You know, what can I do? You can use your own baby for a weight.
Yay! Okay, well, let's go get some babies. Here we go. All righty. Well, hello.
We've got a sweet baby with
you?
Us today.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what size your baby is. Your baby could be 3 months old. Your baby is, in this case, could be 15 months old.
Exactly.
So a great thing to do is a squat. Because a squat, you don't need any equipment, and it's great to burn the fat off your legs. So you're just going to take your baby in front of you. You're going to squat down.
Here we go.
You're squatting. And we're going to come
back
up.
And can I just say, he's 25 pounds.
See?
You see it? Okay, and boom.
So it's very effective. So for this, you know, you don't need a set of dumbbells. You can use your own
baby.
And for an extra lift, you can take that baby and put that baby here and hoist that baby overhead.
I'm going to hoist you.
There you go.
I'm going to hoist you.
And baby loves it.
Baby loves it.
Another thing you can do is a push-up with baby.
Okay,
now notice these exercises,
Are you ready?
You don't need equipment. You don't need extra money.
You ready?
So just lay your baby in front of you.
Let's go this way.
And your baby will love this. And you're just going to do a push-up and try to kiss that baby.
Okay, the baby left.
You know what? And if your baby moves around, go just, you know, that's more exercise for you. You can follow that baby. So the key is to make it fun. To make it fun for your baby.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
Exercise in and of itself.
Fabulous.
Now we're gonna stand up.
Fabulous. Okay.
Another thing you can do as moms, a lot of times we're waiting.
Yes.
You're waiting for stuff, right?
I'm waiting.
So you can hold that baby.
We're holding.
And you can kick that leg back.
Kick it.
Hey, buddy.
Kick it.
You can kick that leg. Just
kick
tighten
it.
Up your muscles.
Kick
and kick it.
It
back. And the main thing is, whatever you're doing, you want to keep moving.
I'm moving.
Move. You move with that baby. So don't use the excuse like, I can't exercise, I've got this baby. Instead, just try to exercise with your baby. And as you can see, you'll get a great workout. Lots of moving.
I'm so glad you talked the whole time.
Yeah.
I am exhausted.
See? It works.
And you did so good. Okay, this is what I love about you. You not have a, it's not a book, it's an audio cassette. Talk about what you have.
Yes, it's called Losing Weight After Baby, 31 Days to a New You. And what it is instead, you know, moms don't necessarily have the time to listen, but moms can, moms don't have the time to read, but they can listen to something.
Exactly.
So that they get 31 days and they get something in their email that they listen to that will motivate them for the day and give them an action step for the day.
I
love it. So 31 days to listen and change.
Wonderful. I feel changed already. Woo! The book is called, or the audio cassette is called, they scrolled past it. What's it called?
Losing Weight After Baby.
Losing
31
after
days
baby.
To a new you.
And you can get information on that on CBN.com. And we also have a free fact sheet for you. And it's called Saying Goodbye to Baby Fat. Okay, is he crying now?
No.
Okay. To get your copy, just dial the number on the screen or log on to CBN.com. You did so good.
You did good.
Arlene, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, Pat, I'm throwing over to you.
Well, you better get that child in his mother's arms before you drop dead. I've never seen anything like it. Christy, either you're out of shape or that little fella weighs a lot more than you're counting on. But boy.
Can I answer that? Pat, okay, so I thought it was going to be a little baby. That baby's kind of, he's more like a toddler. He's a little solid, but that's healthy and that's good.
That's right.
And I'm out of shape. Who am I kidding? Okay, back over to you.
Well, I was afraid for the baby and I felt sorry for you.